Nationwide COVID cases and hospitalizations are both falling compared to last month. But that doesn't mean hospitals are relaxing with winter right around the corner. NPR's Will Stone reports.
Hospitals couldn't catch a break this summer with the Delta surge. But ER doctor Greg Miller says going into winter, there are reasons to be cautiously optimistic.
With increasing vaccination, with increasing immunity from people who have already gotten infected, I think we're hopeful that we won't see the same COVID surge this winter as we saw last winter.
Miller is chief medical officer for Vituity, a company that provides thousands of doctors and healthcare workers to hospitals around the country. The good news is that the number of people hospitalized for COVID is falling. It's down more than 30% nationwide from a high of about 100,000 in early September. But
winters are tough for hospitals and emergency departments. Higher ICU admissions, higher inpatient admissions, people are sicker.
The latest models suggest that the U.S. may not see another big Delta surge in the coming colder months. But Miller says there are a lot of other patients that will keep them busy.
You know, we're still seeing the consequences of patients who have delayed care. So I think we have a potential to have like a pretty sick inpatient population, even if it's not just COVID patients.
And that backlog in care is just one of several big stressors that hospitals are staring down in the coming months. Another is the flu. Last year was so mild that experts like Dr. Mark Roberts at the University of Pittsburgh are worried about a big rebound this year. His modeling team found nationwide there could be anywhere from 100,000 to 400,000 more hospitalizations for flu than in an average flu season.
There are hospitals in the United States that if that happens in the next couple of months, they're going to be stretched to the breaking point. They just won't have the ability to take care of those patients.
Flu is hard to predict, and Robert says it's possible this dire scenario may not come to pass. But hospitals need to be ready. Some hospitals haven't had a chance to catch their breath yet either, especially in some western and southern states. Atlanta Dr. Greg Martin is president of the Society of Critical Care Medicine. He says hospitals have learned a lot since last winter.
We're doing 1,000 times better, maybe 1,000,000 times better.
They have treatment protocols. They have PPE. They know the illness.
But the problem that exists this year that wasn't the problem last year is now we have increasing staff shortages, particularly in critical care and in the ICUs to care for patients.
And he says even a low level of COVID patients can squeeze precious ICU resources that are already in high demand during flu season. Omar Latif is the CEO of Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. He says this winter could only stretch an already depleted workforce.
People are tired in healthcare and there's a burnout that we haven't seen. That combined with the increased volumes we expect in winter sets a stage for even more burnout in the future and even more staffing issues.
And not everywhere will be so lucky and miss a winter surge of COVID. During the pandemic, experience shows that some places get hit much harder than others, especially those where fewer people are vaccinated. Dr. Amy Williams with the Mayo Clinic says their hospitals in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Arizona expect to continue dealing with a COVID surge for at least the next few weeks.
I think we need to be prepared for always having some individuals who are infected with COVID in our hospitals and needing acute care.
They might not need a lot of beds for COVID patients, but she says hospitals can't bank on a positive outlook for the winter. Will Stone, NPR News.